New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Don't forget, Chris says, by the way, or Chris D says, where can I get the show? Is it just on YouTube? You can watch it on YouTube, but that's the audio. But you can also download it wherever you download podcasts. Balls Out with Ben Glaze and Brett Hayes. Rebecca says, get your roof done before these employees get deported. No, these are all officially vetted visa workers. Like their shirts, they have a little plastic inlet. They put their visa in their gear. So when the ICE agents come out, they go, look, see this, senor? And then they go, oh, you're right. So they're all legal. Okay, I'm going to run to the potty, and then you guys talk amongst yourselves. Maybe a little flirty. Speaking of flirty, where is our Yugoslavian Tasmanian at? That would be Slav Down Under. Brand new audience member as of last Tuesday. Not yet to be seen here on this podcast. I hope that Slav Down Under was not a one and done, because I have so many questions for Slav Down Under. Kenny actually spoke to this person. She speaks 12 languages. I have questions. I got to get to know her more. All right. Stay right there. I'll be right back. Okay, I'm back. That's that. Darla has this thing now where, okay, like when she's in here with me on a normal day, she just sleeps. And she loves that. That's what bulldogs do. It's kind of their job. If Pooh Bear is here, she's not here sleeping, so she's with her, but then she gets tired the second she gets downstairs, and then she won't sleep anywhere except on our bed. So then she starts howling. Excuse me. Downstairs, and drives everybody crazy, so Pooh Bear has to come to bed. She can't get anything done. I seriously love it, though, when she's at home. Hey, hang on a second. Okay, hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. I was just telling everybody about what Darla does.
Oh, yeah.
It's nearly impossible for you to get anything done.
He's relentless.
All right. I hope everybody can hear you okay in the chat. Let me know if it's bad. It only needs to be passable. I know sometimes the audio is wacky. My apologies for that. So, okay. You and I as a team were wrapping presents yesterday. I think we did fairly well.
Yeah.
How much
you
more
did
do
much
we
better.
I'm sorry?
You did much better than me, but I had to take breaks, though, because of the dog and then...
Right. So I was bragging that I might be the greatest rapper ever.
You do very well. You're very efficient.
Efficient, and they got to look good. They can't look like shit, you know?
No.
Okay. Outstanding. Christmas Day was not without incident for you.
Why?
Oh,
yeah. We're not going to talk about that.
What?
We're not talking about that.
We're not?
No. That is bad.
No, you can't blue ball these people. You got to tell them what you did.
Well, you didn't tell me we were going to talk about that.
I know. That's what makes it great.
No.
Okay, so if I hang up and then tell everybody about that, what happens?
Well, you can. I just don't want to be on the phone with you when you tell them. It's terrible.
There's some guesses coming in. Can I share them with you?
Yeah.
Nick writes the word gambled. Linda. Correct. Linda wrote, did she have a... And then it, I see poop emoji and pants.
That is two correct answers.
I got a text from you. It says, I just sharted.
Yeah. I just thought a little tube was coming out and just something else came.
Now, were you standing up, walking around the house when it happened?
No, I was getting ready to get in bed with the dogs to take our little daily nap.
You were in bed?
Yeah.
You were actually in, so you shit the bed.
I shit the bed, but there was no shit on the bed.
I'm so sorry that that happened to you. Thank you for telling the story.
No, you're not.
Yes, I'm very happy that that happened to you.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Is that Darla?
Uh-huh.
What's she doing?
She's starting her chaos again.
While she's laying in bed?
No, now she's out of bed because I got up.
Oh.
So now she's laying on the floor.
Unbelievable. Bob says you cannot gamble on farts after 35 years old.
Well.
All right. I'm sorry you pooped your pants. I'm sorry you shit the bed.
Yeah.
All right.
Me too.
Question for you. Megan has a great question. Which is more work? Darla or your brother?
Well, my brother doesn't make noises.
Yeah, he does. Are you kidding me?
Well, not that I can hear.
He flaps his arms and says shit, fuck, and the N-word.
Well, yeah, but not all the time. Darla is all the time. Like, all day, every day. Hear it?
Yeah, I can hear it. Everybody can hear it. It's awesome. Okay. Do you think that the Lions are going to beat San Francisco?
Yes.
I don't think they are.
Huh?
I don't think they are.
I know, because you are a shithead. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to leave it right there then.
Okay, well, I'll go see what this a-hole wants.
Okay, bye.
Okay, see ya.
See ya, bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Hey, Siri.
Uh-huh?
Call Kyle Tiller. Bring this legend in here. I told him I was calling. Exit. Mm-mm.
As long as you reach, Kyle.
All right, he'll call me back. Hi, Darla. Hey, baby dog. You can see her face back there. See it? You can barely see it. Uh-oh, now she's yelling at me. Chris is doing an impression of Kyle Tiller with, fucking dude, let me tell this elaborate story with too many details. So here's the thing, dude. Darla peed on the bed last night. Okay, this happens from time to time. Oh, God. That sucks. You're all there, nestled in there, perfect. And then you, like, move your foot and there's a wet spot. And you're like, oh, no. Yep. Chris says, learn behavior from mom. So, yeah, middle of the night, I'm like, oh, shit, I got to change everything out. It's a bad deal. It's part of owning a pet. Pee and poop in the bed in one night. Yeah. Right on. Okay, there's plenty more that I wanted to talk about, but I don't remember what the fuck it was. Pooh Bear shits the bed, Chris's wife. I'm going to have that. I'm going to feature that in the Patreon. That's going to be awesome. There's Kyle. Eggside.
Eggside.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how you doing, dude?
Didn't you predict the Bears score?
What's that?
What was the score that you predicted for the Bears and the Lions again?
Fuck, dude, you know what? I can't remember. I was thinking about that after they won, but I think I was off, dude. I think I might have said like 27-10 or so. I don't even remember.
Yeah, you did.
But
you did say 27-10. I predicted the Lions would lose 28-21.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you cocksucker.
So everybody has been beating the shit out of me because the Lions won, and they're like saying all sorts of stupid shit, saying I'm not allowed to root for them anymore.
Yeah, dude, it was all, you know, it was just the fucking news writers, the fucking guys that are like, you know what, if I don't write a fucking crazy story, I'm going to lose my job. And they were fucking freaking out about the Lions, and it was no big deal, dude. We're all right, dude.
Okay, Bob here in the chat actually guessed the score correctly, so that's
pretty impressive.
Did they have anyone really get hurt in that game? I don't think they did they?
No, I think it was our first game in a while where some terrible shit didn't happen. I think we're doing okay.
Did you happen to see, are you aware of the guy named Tank Dell from the Houston Texans?
Oh, yeah, dude, I saw him get all fucked up, dude.
Oh, God. He, because there's several ligaments. There's one on the inside of your knee, one on the outside, and then there's the ACL, which is on the inside. He destroyed three of the four.
Dang, dude. Yeah, that's the way that fucking, yeah, it, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, it was pointy. It was all pointy.
Yeah, dude, that was pretty fucked up. Yeah, because you never want that to happen for sure. That was actually, I was just talking about that with Tony, because me and Tony both played basketball growing up, and I'm like, that's the craziest part about basketball is just like if you're down in the post, which is where I usually was, I'm like, there's just a bunch of dudes, like maybe 5 to 6 dudes all in the same area, and we're just kind of all jumping without looking where our feet are going to end up.
Right.
So I was always like freaked out about that, and it's like amazing you don't get injured more often. But yeah, same deal, dude. Like the guy is just trying to make a catch, and his foot just came down in the worst spot fucking possible, and just boom, your leg goes sideways, dude. Ah, dude, it just fucking sucks.
There's a real design flaw in the human body, and I'm wondering if over the years, like as millions of years pass, we'll like evolutionarily be able to bend it all those ways, you know? Like,
if you think about it, like, if natural selection is going to play a course, maybe like all these football dudes over time, like their knees become better and
right.
Then they fucking just start boning all the women in the whole world. And then, yeah. And like, you know, like 2-3,000 years, maybe there'd be like quad directional knees.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
They can go any direction. They can go any direction.
Yeah.
Your head can spin all the way around. No more sprained ankles, nothing. It's just, you're a fucking jelly man. You can do all this shit.
Yeah, this is, man. Yeah, dude, imagine if all of your fucking joints could just be like quad directional, just like they just go, and you'd be weird as fuck, dude, for sure. But like, if you could control that somehow without looking like a fucking, you know, flaily inflatable tube man or whatever.
Yes,
the fucking guy.
That's
like,
what we would be. That would be the design. Yeah, baby Jesus is looking at. We gotta have him do this shit.
I know, dude. Just imagine how crazy like sex would be. Like if you'd just be fucking doing helicopters around the room. And shit.
Oh, big time, big time. all right. So, do you have a prediction for this week's shit game at San Francisco that they're going to lose?
No, dude, we're going to fucking win it because people are pissed off, dude. Dan Campbell's pissed off. You know, his nose probably – his when he's giving a speech before this next game, you know his nose is going to be red, dude, because he's going to be fucking inspired, dude, and, you know, possibly drinking a lot previously. But here's the thing that's going to be going on here, Zane. I think we're going to fucking – I think it's going to start out a little choppy. You know, remember, like, the fucking Titans game?
Yeah.
When fucking – I think we were down, like, 14-0 or something. And right. And they scored 52 points in a row. I'm feeling like something like that. I'm feeling like their defense is not up to snuff. I'm saying we're going to win this game 38-14, dude.
All right, I got you down. 38-14, Kyle. I say they lose 45-0.
Eric Zane, did you fucking, what's going on? Did you have a bad Christmas or what?
No, I'm just being logical. I don't think they're going to win. I think that I want them to. I hope you're right.
Yeah, dude. I'm feeling good about it, dude, because, I mean, the linebackers slow. I mean, the Bears game, you know, they still scored 17, but it was mostly a pretty good defensive showing. Pretty dominant, I'd fucking say. So, yeah, I'm feeling good about this. And I think that maybe, I'm not 100% sure about this, but maybe Reeves Maben is going to come back and play linebacker, so we'll see.
If you hear a weird sound, that's Darla.
Yeah, you know, I was hearing something, and I was like, you know, maybe some souls are being summoned over there.
Yeah.
I didn't know what was going on.
She's sitting behind me, and she's just making crazy-ass noises. She's this high-maintenance dog. I'm going to change the dog's name to Freebeer.
For sure, dude.
My God, what a pain in the ass. Okay, so Christmas, how did Jameson is how old? 3.5?
Yeah, he'll be 4 in February. So, yeah, let me tell you about this little fucker, dude. We got him a drum set, like a little kid drum set for Christmas.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, Eric Zane. Somehow this kid is, like, he's just got the rhythm, you know what I mean? Like, if a song comes on, like, he's going to be dancing, and it's going to be looking like he knows what he's doing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so we got him the drum set because it's like a natural extension in my head. I'm like, yeah, if he's got the rhythm, we'll give him some drums. And this kid, so he came down the stairs, you know, there's a bunch of presents under the tree and stuff. But we didn't wrap the drum set because, you know, how do you do that? So it was just kind of sitting there, and he just ran past all the fucking presents and sat right down at that drum set and just started beating the shit out of him, dude. I was like, hell yeah, dude.
Yes. So how much time do you think he's been putting in since he got out? I mean, has it been nonstop?
Oh, yeah, he has free reign of the house, right, where he would just be like, listen, I'm going downstairs, and we're like, all right, like, you're going to be by yourself, you know? So, yeah, like probably like 3 or 4 times last night, he just disappeared, and all of a sudden you just heard, boom, boom,
boom, you know? Is he figuring out how to keep time yet?
Oh, yeah, he knows how to keep time for sure. So I have to teach him now how to work the kick drum at the same time. If he's just doing his hands, yeah, he's got it down, dude. He's hitting the cymbal. He's hitting the snare. But, yeah, I got to get that kick drum in there for him so he can kind of learn that. But, yeah, the kids, I think he's going to be, like, a pretty good drummer by, like, 5, dude.
That's terrific. You know, I don't know anything about music. But friends of mine who are in bands say that the hardest thing to do is get a competent drummer.
Yeah, it's hard to get people. You know, honestly, like, here's a little look into the autistic life of Kyle, the potentially Asperger-y. Remember in, like middle school or, like, high school or whatever, you'd be, like, in, like, a gym, like, in the gym with, like, an assembly or some shit like that?
Yep.
Or just, like, a large group of people, and, like, you're supposed to be clapping in rhythm? Or maybe, like a sports team, you're supposed to be, like clapping in rhythm with the coach or whatever?
Yeah.
Like, it used to drive me fucking crazy, because, like, nobody can keep a rhythm.
Yeah.
So then the rhythm, like, slowly drifts off, but I'm keeping the rhythm, and I sound like the nuts one, and it fucking drives me nuts, dude. You know what I mean? So, like, you're right. It's like, it's the hardest thing to just find somebody that can just count to 4.
Right.
You
know,
like,
yeah.
It's crazy.
I've oftentimes seen people in my life are like that. I'm like, how are you? Why are you clapping on that downbeat or on the, when everyone's doing it on the downbeat, you're on the upbeat. How can you fuck this up? It's so simple.
I know. You know, it's wild, too. And it's funny because, like, I got into music because my dad was super into music, but my dad cannot keep a beat. Like, when we're driving together and he's, like, hitting the steering wheel with the drum beat, like, it's not matching, okay? Like, it drives me fucking crazy. But I somehow got the rhythm, and then somehow Jameson has it, too. So that feels pretty fucking cool.
All right. That's awesome. Anything else? Are you working for the rest of the week? Are you back at it, or are you at home?
Yeah, I'm back at it. We're hitting some stuff at the end of the year. We're bringing a dumpster to Megan tomorrow from Irvine.
Oh, that's awesome. Are they? I don't know what's going on there. That's cool.
Yeah, I'm going to bring a fucking dumpster over there, and then not at the same time, but at some point I got to bring my fucking truck into Irvine's too and get that fucking... Do a couple little fucking things to it, but
okay.
Yeah, working the rest of the week, but yeah, just riding the past 2-3 days, Eric Zane. I actually thought two nights ago I thought I was gonna throw up because I ate too much food, dude. It's been a good time.
Holy shit, that's rough. Oh my god. All right, well, hey man, Merry Christmas. I know it's late, but still, and yeah, keep on keeping on, and I'll talk to you soon. Go Lions.
Yeah, go Lions. Merry Christmas, everybody out there. And love you and deuces.
There you go. That's Kyle from a company who used to market themselves on the show. If you're listening to the audio podcast, you may have noticed that it sounded like I got further away from the microphone. And that is because I had to, while that was going on, go and get Darla because she was losing her shit. And to get her to calm down, I have to, she's a lap dog. So you got this 40-pound dog who is so high maintenance. Yeah, you know, I mean, her nickname should be Kenny, for God's sake. What? What, Kenny? What is it, Kenny? What is it? Why are you so upset? Kenny, why are you making a big deal out of everything? Why? Kenny, how come I have to hold you and coddle you like a child, Kenny? Come on. Hold on. Hey, Pooh! Pooh Bear! Can you come get this dog? Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I'm gonna leave when I'm done.
Where are you going again?
Get more tape and return a couple things.
Okay. Cole says he's getting jobs from the podcast listeners. Has he ever thought about advertising on the show? Okay, the story with Kyle is we needed a dumpster, so we called that shithead. And he shows up. And I said, you should advertise in the podcast. So he did. And it worked great. And then for some reason, he got roped into spending money with some piece of shit, thrifty nickel newspaper. I go, you idiot. What are you doing that for? But I like talking to him so much that I said, well, I mean, let's still talk. I'll just make a joke out of you not advertising on the show. I didn't tell him that, but I do. So then I'm like constantly, when are you going to spend some money? I mean, honestly, I want to talk about you and your dumb company, but for whatever reason, and I don't ask too many questions. For me, I'm like, are you not? And if they say no, I don't ask why. I don't want to know why. I just, fuck it. I'm just moving on. So... I try not to let get bogged down with those details. You know, whether they do or they don't. That's all I know. Okay. Where am I here? I guess I don't know. Okay. I do have some more things that I want to talk about. The Mega Millions jackpot. That's the one of the multi-state lotteries. is drawing on Friday. So if you have Mega Millions in your state, it has been so long since someone's won that you have a rare moment where it's over $1 billion with a B. Actually, as of right now, the prize is $1,150,000,000 up for grabs. And there's always that annuity or cash. And for the longest time, I was like, annuity, annuity, until I talked to the Gins, Troy Ginzer from Tag Accounting, who will be back on the show starting the new year for your all of your tax needs. I go, why should we take cash? And he explained this to me once, but I forgot. I think it has to do with the annuity that they take your money and give. Because if you take the annuity, you get all $1,150,000,000. Because it's paid out over 30 years. And that money is making money, so you get the benefit of that. Most tax professionals will tell you, take the lump sum and you invest it and you can make even more money. You're losing money if you take the annuity. You can make more than $1.15 billion. So I've been told. So let's just talk about that. If you take the lump sum of $1,150,000,000, you are getting $516 million before taxes. Taxes, first of all, you're going to get a 24% federal tax and an additional federal taxes that will be due, giving you a federal tax of 37%. So that means your $516 million is now $325,000,000. $184,812. Yes, almost $200 million in taxes, federal alone. Where I live in the state of Michigan, they're going to take an additional 4.25%. That's another $21 million, leaving you, after taxes, free and clear, $303 million. So you go from $1.150 billion to $303 million, which is not that far away from $1 billion less than what you won. A billion! My God. That's crazy to me. I know you can still make a lot more money with that money if you get it all in one lump sum. But if you get the annuity, you're getting $1.15 billion. And then taxes come out of it. So like your first year, the first thing they're going to do if you take the annuity is they're going to hand you a check for $17 million year one. After taxes, it's going to be, they're not going to hand you a check. They're going to, that's what you're paid. And then after taxes, it's $10 million. The following year, same thing, but a little more. And then it keeps going up and up and up every year until it totals $1,150,000,000. After taxes, that annuity, well, you will have paid roughly $500 million because after 30 years, you will have earned $676,879,000. Impressive. Now, when you buy tickets, there are only so many number combinations that you can get. Like the odds are 1 in 300 million or something like that.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What's your perfect night? Is it curling up on the couch for a cozy, peaceful night in? Therapy can feel a bit like that, your comfort place where you replenish your energy. With BetterHelp, get matched with a therapist based on your needs entirely online. It's convenient and suited to your schedule. Find comfort this season with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If they sell all of those tickets, like 300 million tickets, they will have sold the winning combination. They know it as soon as the drawing happens, whether or not they have a winner. Because if you, let's say there's 300 million number combinations and 500 million tickets sell, there's going to be more than one winner of that prize. I'm definitely going to buy a ticket. For some reason, whenever the hype starts to get big, my brain starts to work overtime about what I would do. And I'm going to tell you right now what I would do. And I've had this conversation with you many, many times. First of all, I'm going to look into how do I claim this prize without anybody knowing it. And I think I have to, I don't think I can. I don't think I can. I think people will know. So that poses a litany of other problems. But I honestly, knowing how fucked up you can get if you have that type of money, you become crazed. You become a psychopath. Okay? It could very well be that I have to be very, very careful if I win that money. I could become drunk again, addicted to drugs, addicted to women, having numerous affairs, just the shit happening to me. Horrible things. Risky lifestyle. Bad things can happen when you have money. You lose your mind. So it's very important to stay out in front of that and have a handle on it. For starters, I've got 24-hour security here at the house. Armed guards everywhere. All right. And then I refinish everything Pooh Bear wants to do to this house. She's like, why don't I do the bathroom? We'll do the bathroom. Redo the whole house. We stay here. Nothing else changes. Still do the jobs. I said to her, would you still work? She goes, I'd work at the school, but not the YMCA. I go, awesome. I'm going to keep podcasting. Just head down like nothing happened. And then I have this guy named Mark Feudal. He works for Morgan Stanley. I've worked with him for years. Mark, guess what? You have all this money to work with. So he becomes a millionaire because he's managing all this money. And we come up with a plan to take that $300 million and turn it into a billion. All right? You do that. And then we put into place a way to make giving money away a regular thing. Perpetual charity. A wad of cash invested appropriately, runs itself. I don't know if that's a scholarship for needy kids. And then basically, I'm doing the old watching the news, like when shit happens. Somebody's house burns down. There's an angel of money that shows up somehow. That's what we're doing. Chris says, don't forget about buying a certain radio station. Yeah, I gotta buy Town Square, Grand Rapids, just so I can run it into the ground. Okay? That's going to be fun for me. You know, can you imagine if I'm the big swinging dick at the radio station and I'm broadcasting in real life? Hold up. Hey, what is that? What are you doing? No. Does your dog eat paper towel like mine does? I mean, to my dog, paper towel is the most delicious thing on the planet. So that's basically it in a nutshell. I would use that money to help and wreak havoc. Okay? I've got revenge on my mind and some people got to pay. All right? I have never forgotten jersey numbers. I'm going to spend a lot of time and a lot of money getting some bitches back. Okay? You got to go big or go home. That'll be me. Just getting started. That's about it. I can't really think of anything else. There'll be a time to relax later. It's not now. I think this podcast would become a lot more expansive too, because I would be spending a lot of money to get it out there and would probably hire some people to help me put it on. Like, I'd hire Ben. Ben would have a full-time job of doing various behind-the-scenes things and helping me podcast. I'd hire Ben Glaze. I would hire Linda. I would hire Chris D. and Tyler K. to write jokes. Okay, Tyler K. and Chris D. would be joke writers. Megan says, ouch. Well, yeah, you're formidable too, but you would have to run the charitable wing. Okay, there's still a place for you, to be sure. But don't forget, Linda does not have a job. Kenny says, who else? No, I would not hire you. No. You know, it's this isn't like some charity endeavor. You would have to go and bang on the door of Special Olympics to get them to cater to you. Maureen says, find me a spot too, easy. Absolutely not. Rebecca, hell no. No. We're lean and mean. Okay, that's the way it's going to be. By the way, I was having some discussions with Pooh Bear about next year's great food giveaway. So it took us about 90 minutes to give away the food. Two things. If we get much bigger than what we have, this could get extremely long. So I'm wondering about that. At the most, maybe like 200 meals. Because we can't be there for like the whole, like well into it being dark. I think it's in and out as quickly as possible. I think we can make the line a little faster. There's a way to make it a little bit more nimble, which we talked about a little bit with the group. But I'm a little bit worried about it getting to be too much, you know. And we don't have the time to do all of that. And then someone floated the idea, why don't you have it like in a parking lot of a church? And I'm like, no, absolutely not. It has to be at Irvine's. That's the one thing that it has to be. Okay. There were some people, though, who the line to Irvine's, because it was a half mile long, there were people in there thinking it was a traffic jam. I think we should put up signs that say, line is for a great food giveaway. Somewhere. I don't know. Because there was a couple of times I went up to cars and said, hey, we're almost out of food. Food? I'm just here. I'm just at the light waiting. I go, oh, God. Yeah, this is a line for a food raffle, a food giveaway we're doing. So, sorry about that. Megan says, I think it flows really well down Stafford. I'm also going to make signs to not block the driveways. Yeah, we're good. We're good. Maureen says, I'm looking forward to the menstruation station making the line go faster. Yeah, I think the idea is we have the menstruation station. So they're actually, we're throwing the box in the car. I think team, that's above my pay grade. I don't have any idea what's going on with that. Stevie says, maybe have it on a Saturday when those businesses aren't open. That's a great idea. Megan, I'll let you guys kick that one around. What a great event that was. Man, was that spectacular. You had people yelling at us. Poor Evan Ball, which is Mike Ball's kid. Some lady was giving him the business. And then Megan had to rescue him. We were kind of letting him figure that out on his own because he's young. He has to get a taste of the real world because I don't even think he's like older than 18. And they're sitting there. There was three people in the car, and they're all three ladies are giving him tons of shit. And then Megan says, "Let him learn. Let him learn." And then when it started to go south even further, she busted in and put that fire right out. You let those crabs go. Look, we'll give you food, but if you act like an asshole, we won't hesitate to tell you to get the fuck out. Nick says, "Can I come and scream, 'No food for you,' at the ones who get pissy?" Yeah, so Nick, if that happens again, you're going to rip open the door and take the food out of their hands. Like, whatever. If we want three meals and you give them one and they're still pissed, you rip open the door, you kick them in the face, and then you take the box of food back. Now you get none, bitch. Get out. I'm all for that. It's like you get, so Evan is level one, and then level two is Megan. And then if it gets worse, Megan says, "Look, he's level three, and he's just waiting to get involved. You don't want level three." Megan says, "I do think we need to think of a way to allow more than one per car. If they can't afford food, maybe a car is way out of their means." Yeah, I wish we could have it all regarding this. But at the end of the day, walk up or drive up. That's all we can say. You know, it's the line's just too long. You know, I don't know how else to do it. She says the planning gals are on it, which I believe they will come up with something. I'm just the mouthpiece and the eye candy, okay? Nick says, "I will soup Nazi the shit out of any ingrates." Branjo makes a good point. Don't let perfect be the enemy of good. I like that. There are times when you have to say, go fuck yourself. I think if we do one per car, we just say one per car, like when we're promoting it. Don't forget, leading up to this, we didn't say one per car. So these people will get it, you know? That's a great line, by the way, Branjo. Don't let perfect get in the way of good. Is that what you said? Don't let perfect be the enemy of good. And we'll be on TV and say, no, one per car, one per car, one per car. That's what it's got to be. All right. Do you remember the guy who is the dude who runs Abercrombie and Fitch, the former CEO of Abercrombie and Fitch? And the story back earlier this year about how it was revealed that, well, he's being accused whenever, like, he wanted some fresh boy dick, he would have, like, a casting call to be the next Abercrombie model. And then you get some hairless twink shows up, and then he has sex with them and promises them fame and fortune of being an Abercrombie and Fitch model. Well, he's in trouble. This is him. Talk about what a if someone said, "Hey, this guy's a pedophile, does this surprise you?" Look at him. What a weird looking fuck. You can tell he's had a lot of surgery. He has that weird eye thing going, and it's just a catastrophe. Everything about this guy. God, getting old sucks. Well, there's news about this. He may avoid all of the legal wranglings that he's accused of. He might not be competent to stand charges. He's hoping and praying that he is diagnosed with dementia. That's the word from the top. Now, this might be something that the defense lawyers are doing. You hear about this all the time. It's like, oh, my God, he's infirm. You can't possibly expect my client to stand trial, which I think that's a great thing to do. I think that that should not keep you from standing trial. You know, I think that we're way too easy on criminals and people that hurt people like that, especially for something like these sex charges. You know, if you're fucked up, too bad. I mean, honestly, what's it going to matter? So that's what they're trying. This guy saying he has dementia with behavioral disturbance, according to his doctors. Also, Alzheimer's disease and Lewy body dementia, which I've heard, but I'm not sure. Is that what Robin Williams had? I don't know. I've heard of that somewhere. L-E-W-Y, Lewy body dementia. Yeah, Robin Williams. That's what Kenny says. Linda says he's a Diddy Jr. Tyler says those eyes have seen lots of young male butthole. The lawyers wrote that the neuropsychologist concluded that cognitive impairments, including impaired memory, diminished attention, processing speed, slowness, and ease of confusion means Jeffries would not be capable of assisting his attorneys. Dude is free and on a $10 million bond, he's 80. In an indictment unveiled in October, prosecutors alleged that 15 accusers were induced by forced fraud and coercion to engage in sex parties from 08 to 15 in New York City and the Hamptons, the wealthy summertime resort on Long Island where Jeffries has a home, as well as hotels in England, France, Italy, Morocco, and St. Bart's. Prosecutors say the men were sometimes directed to wear costumes, use sex toys, and endure painful erection-inducing penile injections. Wow. Forced to have sex, and all for the hope of, like, fame. I can tell you that I can count on one hand the time that a boner has ever been painful. And it goes back to, like, my late teens when Pooh Bear and I first started dating. Oh, my God. Like 3-4 times a day, every day, for months. It was torture. It was like nonstop. We could not stop having sex. We'd have sex in front of roommates. It was so wild. No, it wasn't like they were watching. So back then in the dorms, we'd have like lofts. I had a loft and there'd be a desk underneath it. And in the other room would be like the common room where we'd watch TV. It was not out of the question for my roommates to be at that desk doing homework while I'm about 5 feet away taking Pooh Bear to Pound Town. The stench alone would have been overwhelming. The smell of sex. That's a good smell. We were wild. Thank God we got that out of our system. Because there'd be time I'd be like, I don't want to do it anymore. My dick hurts. Get to it, asshole. Oh, no. So crazy. I was 18. She was 21. Oh, Then slowly but surely that fades over time. Now it's like, yeah, whatever. I'll just do it myself. I don't even care. Uh-huh. Yeah, sure. Sounds good. Now I can't even make yak pudding. It's horrible. All right, how did I get to that? I forgot. I was talking about this guy having sex. I was talking about boner-inducing medicine for painful erections. All right. So coming up on the Patreon bonus podcast, Chris and Kristen with some crispy R's. There is a bird flu outbreak mere miles from where I live. And something has to be done about it. And you don't want to be there when they actually do something about it. There's been a number of bird flu outbreaks right here in beautiful Ottawa County, Michigan. By the way, I need to end this show by telling you that I'm a total wimp. I'd like to have thought that I would have done something like walked up to this person that I'm about to tell you about. Had my phone on video and not on still picture, hit record, and said, hey, can I get a selfie? And then while we're looking at the camera, say, you know, you're a piece of shit, aren't you? Everybody thinks you're a piece of shit. I was face to face with Joe Moss, Ottawa Impact, Ottawa County board chair, Joe Moss at Meijer. And I'm sitting on the bench right next to Sandy. And there's this little kid sitting right next to me. And I'm on one end of the bench and he's on the other. And he gets stranger danger and he gets up and goes like hangs out by his dad. And I look up and it's Joe fucking Moss. And I'm like, oh my God, yes. So I'm like, I'm going to fuck him up. This is Christmas Eve. I go walking over to Pooh Bear. She's still running the groceries. She's going to put the card in and pay for it. I go, hey, it's Joe Moss right behind me. She goes, Eric. I go, and I'm like, oh, fuck. And I immediately got cold feet. I'm such a pussy. No interaction whatsoever. I let him be. And that's that. That's my story. That's my Joe Moss interaction. What a puss. Megan says, oh, my God, you should have called me. I would have talked you into it. You know what? That line right there tells me I need to hire you after my millions because you're like, you'll be like devil on my shoulder urging me to do shit. And sometimes I need that push for greatness. Son of a bitch. If you had been there, Megan. Damn. She says, I want you to do the shit that I'm too anxious to do. You know, people used to tell me that about me on the radio. You say what everybody's thinking, but no one's afraid to say out in the open. 100%. All right. Thank you to Joe Martinez from A&E Heating and Cooling. 616-516-8579. When you need a new furnace, you need to get your furnace fixed. Maybe you have an after-hours service appointment. Or you need Joe after hours. He can help you with that. 616-516-8579. Insurance. I have an insurance go-to guy. That would be Frank Fuss. Go to buyinsurancehere.com. Frank will help you out with everything you need when it comes to life insurance, healthcare.com, or Obamacare, as it's known. Or it's also known as the marketplace. It's called three things. Maybe you or someone you know or love is getting ready to take advantage of Medicare or Social Security. Frank knows all about these things. Now, if you ever reach out to this to Frank and you don't hear from him, that means he's being a cock. And that means I get to kick his ass. So you tell me. And then I beat his ass up. I pray that that happens. Buyinsurancehere.com. From anywhere in the United States. Also anywhere in the United States, the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Buy now, refinance later, from everywhere. 231-332-6505. Ask about first-time mortgage. This is the first time you've ever done this. You get special care because you're dumb. You don't have any idea what the fuck is going on. They're going to help you make sure they answer all the questions and not make you feel like a jackass. 231-332-6505. No matter where you are in the U.S., buy now, refinance later. From the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. I've got a tree expert on the show. I cut down a bunch of trees here at the house or had them pruned. I did all those things, and you can take advantage of that with Kuiper Tree Care. K-U-I-P-E-R, treecare.com. Again, find them online, kuipertreecare.com, or call them up. You can call 616-828-8225. That's call or text, actually. 616-828-8225. Fully licensed, fully insured. Everything you need. Any services like tree removal, tree pruning, land clearing, storm cleanup, tree risk assessment, or stump grinding. They will take care of you at KuiperTreeCare.com in West Michigan only. All right. We need to get to the asshole of the day. Who do you think it is? I have an idea. It could be me for being a pussy with Joe Moss. It could be Joe Moss. Last 2 days ago, it was Thor Motor Coach because I gave you more of the details of the fraud bus. Let's see. Chris says, medicated Megan on one shoulder, non-medicated Megan on the other shoulder. I love that. Abercrombie guy, asshole of the day, or Joe Moss? Well, I for sure the Abercrombie guy, but, you know, Joe Moss is an asshole for a lot of reasons, but he didn't do anything on Christmas Eve. I think because I was such a puss, it's got to be me. I could have had something great there, but I wimped out like the bitch that I am. Kenny says, EZ is my asshole today for leaving me behind when he wins his money. Well, I mean, not necessarily. If I need to employ a crybaby bitch, I'd call you in a second. Hey, Kenny, we have need for a crybaby bitch. Okay? You're hired. Thank you so much for being here, as always. You're an outstanding audience, and I'll talk with you later on the Patreon bonus podcast. Sign up for free at patreon.com/Eric Zane. What are you waiting for? I want to get up to 233 by the end of the day. patreon.com/Eric Zane. Sign up for 7 days free. Try it. I won't let you down. Thank you, folks. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What's your perfect night? Is it curling up on the couch for a cozy, peaceful night in? Therapy can feel a bit like that. Your comfort place where you replenish your energy. With BetterHelp, get matched with a therapist based on your needs entirely online. It's convenient and suited to your schedule. Find comfort this season with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.